present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Neil Innes, and the chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that hits the comedy bullseye like a bullet from a trifle. You join us once again at the Splendid Theatre in historic Wimbledon. Wimbledon was first recorded during Roman times as Julius Caesar's military base. A centurion searching ahead for a suitable site drew thunderous applause from the oppressed populace when he declared, "I'm on the lookout for Caesar's camp." In Victorian times, both Liberties and William Morris produced fabrics here, while Lord Cardigan fought a duel on the Common to promote his range of knitwear. Subsequently, he went on to sell the woolly headgear he developed during the Crimean War, and which he named after the Battle of Bobble Hat. Now, our teams are back for a second show here, although critics thought last week's performance was impossible to follow. I couldn't understand a word of it myself. They are on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Paul Merton. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And a warm Wimbledon welcome, please, for our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Let's open proceedings now with a brand new round called Too Many Cooks. It's come to my attention, teams, that every last minute of TV is nowadays padded out with cookery programs. Personally, I only find time for the undisputed leading lady of the genre, Delia Smith. There's nothing to beat her delicate pastry dishes. Who can resist the mouth-watering delight of seeing her turnovers steaming on the kitchen table? Teams, as it seems obligatory to have at least a passing reference to food or cookery when making a TV show nowadays, I'd like you to suggest some titles of programs likely to appeal to TV commissioning editors. And Paul, will you start, please?
Hawaii Gas Mark 5-0.
Professional Rissoling.
Cook the Dead Donkey. Followed by the Bill.
All quiches, great and small.
Coronation Chicken Street.
In the psychiatrist's fridge.
A Tale of Two Fritters by Charles Chickens.
Soldier, Soldier with Boiled Eggs.
This is your loaf.
The Pie at Night.
With that great gastronomer, Patrick Moore, please.
Even affecting films, they're showing the St. Valentine's Day Moussaka.
Racing from Toaster.
Miami Rice.
They think it's Pavlova.
Okay. Our next round involves the team singing, something guaranteed to have music lovers glued to the off switch. It's called Pick Up Song, and in it, team members sing along to a well-known song. As ever, our resident in-house pop-tastic, hip-hop, rap-scratching, jungle-jive DJ Samantha has made a selection of choice discs to spin on my gramophone. She's poised over my trusty reproduction equipment. I'm not going to say the next line. Anyway, when she gives the, what do you call it, twist, that point, the volume will disappear, but the team should continue singing until the volume returns. If on its return, they're within a pizzicatoed crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean sumptuous, extravagant prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yeah. This week's prize is the ideal snack for the al fresco eating pet lover. It's this lovely picnic hamster. Okay, Paul, we'll start with you. Would you please accompany John Lennon and the Beatles singing I Am the Walrus?
I am he, as you are he, as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like pigs from a gun, see how they fly. I'm crying, sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the van to come. Corporation t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday, man, you've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow long. I am the Eggman.
Of course you are, sir.
They are the Eggmen. I am the Walrus, a goo 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 goo. Mr. City Policeman sitting pretty little policeman in a row. See how they fly like Lucy in the sky, see how they run.
See how they fly. Oh.
Your turn, Tim. Will you please accompany Shaggy singing Mr. Boombastic?
Is a bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Sugar!
Mr. Lover-Lover. Mr. Lover-Lover. Ha, girl. Mr. Lover-Lover. Mr. Lover-Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on the back and say I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, touch me on the back, she said I'm Mr. Smooth, just like a silk, soft and cuddly. Hug me up like a quilt, I'm a lyrical lover, my sentimental. With my sexual physique, you know me well, but oh me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just a
oh dear, care in the community.
Now, Barry and Graham, I've got a duet for you. Would you please accompany Maurice Chevalier and Hermione Gingold singing I Remember It Well?
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Yes, oh, handbag. I remember it well.
We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Turn over, not you, the
it
page.
Warms my heart to know that you remember still the way I do.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
I remember.
Now, I can't tell you how nice it is for me to be here with someone else with a decent top 20 hit under their belt. Neil, I'd like you to finish by accompanying yourself singing.
Only one?
Only one what?
Top 20 hit.
No, two, counting me.
Oh. Graham and I have... Just that Graham and I have four, that's all.
I did say decent.
Fair enough.
Neil, I'd like you to finish by accompanying yourself singing I'm the Urban Spaceman.
I'm the Urban Spaceman, baby.
I've got speed. I've got everything I need.
I think it's a bit high. I think I'll speak it. Spaceman, baby. I can fly. I'm a supersonic guy. I don't need pleasure. I don't feel pain. If you were to knock me down, I'd just get up again. 'Cause I'm the urban spaceman, babe, and I'm making out. I'm all about.
Nothing like
it. Nothing like it.
Now we come to a round called Sound Charades, inspired, of course, by the popular TV show Give Us a Clue. Sadly, this programme is no longer on our screens, following an unfortunate pre-watershed incident in which one competitor was asked to describe an audience with Bob Monkhouse using hand gestures alone. In this round, I'd like the teams to act out the titles of well-known films, programs, books, or plays by drawing on that rich form of auditory mime known as speaking. Barry and Graham, you're to start. Your title is now being scrolled in pixelated Technicolor across our newly upgraded, touch-sensitive, high-resolution, virtual reality-style visual display board. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Shooting fish. Shooting fish.
Right, Paul and Tim, you're guessing this one. Mm. So, off you go, Barry and Graham. Is it, what is it, a book, a film, or what?
It's a film.
It's a film.
What's its name? The words can be in any order.
It's two words. Should we start?
Right.
Hamish.
Oh, you'll have had your tea.
I've had my tea, thank you so much. My commiserations, incidentally.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry to hear you've lost your tackle.
Oh, aye. A sad business, Angus. It was all in the back of the car, and it was stolen.
Oh, James, they stole your car.
No, just the back of the car.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was terrible. Well, I could only drive halfway home.
Indeed.
Oh, what a mess.
What did you actually lose, then?
Oh, a lot. All my rods, all my reels.
Your flies.
And, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, zip. But you're still finding sport on the riverbank, are you?
Oh, yes, still getting the fish.
What with?
With this.
Put it away, man, you'll be caught by the gillies.
I don't know where to start here.
Hot rod.
Hot rod. No.
We have absolutely no idea, so give us another clue.
He's managing to pursue his hobby, but without his tackle.
Virgin soldiers?
Nope.
I've got plans
What's
Christmas.
His hobby that he's...
Fishing.
Lost it's, through this, yes.
Angling.
Yes. So he's had to improvise, hasn't he? And
he shoots them.
Well, we've got shooting.
Yes.
So,
go on.
Shooting cod.
Oh,
you're toying with us.
Toying with us.
Okay, the final title is being displayed now for you, Paul and Tim, and here once more is the mystery voice.
A dance to the music of time. A dance to the music of time.
Okay, what is it?
7 words, book and television.
No.
So, shall I put my leg here, shall I?
If you like. And shall I put my left hand There?
A little higher would be more comfortable for me.
All right. Well, let's just see how we go.
Okay.
One, two, three o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
I don't want to go straight, and it's obviously Waltz of the Toreadors, but, which hasn't got 7 words there.
Unlike a dance to the music of time.
Very good.
50 points to Graham for putting us out of our misery. We now come to a round called Nonsense Word for Word, in which the two teams take it in turns to exchange completely random and meaningless gibberish until challenged. I think it's the until challenged bit that really marks this one out from the crowd. I'd like one team to start by exchanging a series of meaningless words. The opposing team should buzz if they can identify the meaning of anything said. If I uphold the challengers take over, and so on and so on and so on. Tim and Paul, you can start.
Snoop.
Twillip.
Marjipan.
Bun whistle.
Astafop.
Bun whistle, they're sold in joke shops.
Squeaking buns, not bun whistles.
Bun whistles, yes. Name. Oh, come name on. For them. Yes.
Adjudication.
Bun whistle.
Challenged by Barry.
Sorry I'm late. No, you can buy them in joke shops, bum whistles, endless fun.
Frequently
have. Amuse your friends.
Yes, so what do you want to do? Do you want to carry on that? Yeah, you have a turn.
All right. Trumble.
Thoop.
Buttock loader.
Oh, what? Challenge from Paul.
That's just Chris Eubank saying soup.
Well, no, it was me.
Oh. Gosh, in this light, it's
Chris.
Must be the job puzzles.
Go on then, Tim and Paul. Speed it up a bit, can you?
Tottle.
Cupid anchor.
Snoop.
Challenge from Graham.
Yeah, Tottle Cupid anchor reads the local news in the central area.
Right. Yeah. Go on. Yeah. Objection sustained. Go on.
Right. Tweefle.
Hogwiddle.
Sprue.
Flaculate.
Crub.
Tongile.
Zellum.
Challenge from Tim.
Tongile Zellum reads the news in Border.
Not any longer, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't, no. Okay, yeah. Is he?
Blood on the floor. Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Poor soul. I think we'll go on to the next game. Because it's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I noticed from the bulge in my in tray that a memo. that a memo has arrived from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. bemoaning the lack of traditional secretarial skills among young ladies today. She writes, Dear Sir, stroke Madam, stroke Dale Winton, slash on new page, as applicable. Importance of good communication skills must, underlined, be, underlined, underlined, underlined. Improved technique, stroke speed, will be of great help to secretary, stroke boss. Faithfully yours, Trellis Mrs. Anyway, back to the game teams, and since we're in Wimbledon, we'll have a round of Tobermory's stratagem. In this version, a player can rush an opponent by calling the same destination immediately after them, the cross blocker, and then sending them to the nearest free base, usually Ongar, from where they can't expect to make a winning strike in less than 4 moves. King's Cross is wild. Tim, will you start, please?
Tottridge and Whetston.
Balls Pond Road.
The Ridgeway.
Oh, God. Careful.
Purple Mary. The Ridgeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purple Mary.
Rush.
So what does that mean?
I've got to go to Ongar. Yep. I promise not to look back.
You can't expect to win to make a winning strike now in less than four moves. You know that.
Mm. Mm. That'll be enough.
Will it? Right.
Yes, that's true. But that's rather too easy, isn't it?
Takes all the challenge out of it. Yeah. But a nice thought.
Right. Carry on, then.
Baron's Court.
Tottenham Court Road.
Goody.
What? It's not, no business of yours.
Pardon?
Tottenham Court Road.
What?
Depot.
Tottenham Court Road Depot.
Caledonian Road.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pelham Road.
Totteridge and Whetstone.
Oh.
Oh, clever. Brown. Double loop. Yeah.
Thank you.
Canary Wharf.
Oh.
Are we accepting DLR?
Yep.
Warren Street.
Station Approach.
It's getting close here, but Chalk Farm. Chalk Farm.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh! Yeah. Oh.
Did somebody win? It's now time to raise the artistic tone with our regular poetry spot. I'm reminded of the poignant words of the infamous Lord Alfred Byright, who wrote, he wrote, "My love is like a red, red rose with dewdrops bright as stars. I'd like to chop her head off and put it in a vase." Okay, this week's poems take the form of limericks. Teams, I shall provide a fertile opening, which I'd like you to complete, taking one line each in turn. Graham, we're going to start with you. That extraordinary grunting from Selesh.
That extraordinary grunting from Selesh, her opponents describe as quite hellish.
The noise she is making.
You'd swear she was faking.
But it's something the gentlemen relish.
OK, Paul, while serving to Billie Jean King...
While serving to Billie Jean King, I suddenly heard a loud ping.
To roars of applause...
she slipped on new drawers...
which the umpire'd remembered to bring.
Here's your line, Barry. There's a rumour about Yannick Noah.
There's a rumour about Yannick Noah. In the showers, he's a bit of a goer.
He pretends he's an owl.
With the aid of a towel.
Two balls and a pink feather boa.
OK, Tim, here's your line. On the court with the Swede, Mats Wilander.
On a court with the Swede, Mats Wilander, I couldn't help taking a gander. Sorry.
His shorts were so tight.
Oh, my word, what a size.
No wonder his grips are two-hander.
Well, I notice we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, but there's just time to announce the late arrivals at the Zookeeper's Ball. Now, Samantha tells me she has to nip across to Regent's Park Zoo to help look for a missing snake. And She's promised not to return till she finds the keeper's adder behind the reptile house. Okay, Graham, will you start the announcing at the zookeeper's ball, please?
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Noceros and their son Ray Noceros.
And just behind them, a good place to be, Mr. Opotamus. He's quite trendy. He's hip Opotamus.
Mr. and Mrs. at what that monkey's doing. And their son Luke at what that monkey's doing.
Mr. and Mrs. African elephant has bigger ears. And a daughter, an African elephant has bigger ears. I've started, so I'll finish with their friends. Mr. and Mrs. Indian elephant has smaller ears. And their extrovert daughter, obvious Leanne, Indian elephant has smaller ears.
And all the way from Australia, kangaroo and Wally B. And their duck, Bill Platypus.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. The Bloody Hell Left the Lion's Cage Open. And their son, Hugh, The Bloody Hell Left the Cage Open.
And will you please welcome as well Mr. and Mrs. De Beast and their son, Harry. Who likes to be known as Will.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Quirrell and their daughter, Grace Quirrell.
A really modern guest, Ina Sharples. Oh, she's laughing. Hi, Ina.
All the way from Dublin Zoo, that dear family, the Okapis, with... with their zebra, Spot.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, that monkey's at it again, and their son, Gordon Bennett. Mr. and Mrs. Cat, and their son, Bob.
Mr. and Mrs. Toad, and their son, Nat R. Jack. All together, Nat-a-Jack! Anaconda and Constrictor, he's a crushing bore.
Well...
The Animals with Eric Bird and their new drummer, Derry.
Well, as the sleepy toad of time...
Def Leppard.
As the sleepy toad of time confronts the whirling hover mower of destiny... And the unsuspecting dog of complacency cocks a leg at the electric fence of fate. I notice it's the end of the show, so join us again next week when we'll be in Newcastle. Meanwhile, from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Wimbledon, goodbye.
Kyle, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Paul Merton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Neil Innes setting some of them to music. Programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.